Good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us. It is Chaf Hei Tishrei, Tafshin Pei Dalad, October 10th, 2023. Today, our VOD is sponsored graciously by my esteemed in-laws, Mr. and Mrs. Zemel. It's L'Iloi Nishmas, Rachel Bas Moshe, Zichron Livracha. And also a bracha for Shalom for everybody, especially all the brave Chayolim, the soldiers, with very specific emphasis on the relatives, the sons, nephews, cousins, sons-in-law, grandsons who are on the front lines or have been mobilized. Menachem Shraga, Ben Aviva, Ora Shifra, Parker, Daniel Yehoshua, Ben Danya, Mark, Avraham Chaim, Ben Tzvia, Chana, Silverstein, and Gedalia Eitan, Ben Sipora, Hadaya. Hashem should guard everyone and give us shalom. Last night we had a very, very well-attended kinus, a gathering for our brethren in Eretz Yisrael and for all of Klal Yisrael. And when I came out, someone said to me, well, how do you deal with something like this? You, what do you feel about this whole situation? And I said, there's only one way to go. And this is based on Torah Shebe Ksav and Torah Shebe'al Peh and the Gedolim, is that we have to be active. We have to mobilize. We have to activate ourselves and be proactive. We have to do chesed and daven, and it reminded me of many sources. Today we're going to examine some of them. Practical advice. When people aren't sure, what should I do? When people have a suffix, should I be depressed? Should I be happy? Clearly, depression is not what we want to be doing. We don't want to cower in fear and withdraw from Avodas Hashem, because that is what our enemies want from us. I'm not going to let them prevail. They're not going to win. I'm going to get the last word here with Hashem's help. And as the Chofetz Chaim brings from the Tanna Dei Eliyahu, first we'll talk about Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. And I know my mother-in-law has actually started extra chesed activity because of this. What does chesed, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, doing chesed, kindness, being proactive, smiling at other people, how is that going to help the situation for Klal Yisrael? It says, Nachisa v'chastecha, in Oz Yashir, in Parshas Beshalach, you have led, you have guided with your kindness, Hashem, Amzu Ga'alta, this nation whom you have redeemed. The Tanna Dei Eliyahu mentioned that when the Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, and the Chofetz Chaim quotes this, the Chofetz Chaim al Torah, Niskabtu kulam v'yoshvu yachad. They said, we have to deliberate, we have to contemplate, we have to reflect. What should we do? Yishim shohayu kulam baguda achas. What happened was, they sat down and they had solidarity in Klal Yisrael. The korsu bris yachad. They made a covenant, a pact, a holy agreement. What was this agreement? That they were going to actively bestow kindness toward each other. So the Chofetz Chaim asks, what's the connection? One has to understand, what is the meaning of this? What is the significance? Let's get together and make sure that we are kind to each other, and we'll interact in a positive way and assist each other in every way possible. Eloha inyon hu, this is what it's all about, says the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. Ki kisharo'u Yisrael, that when the Bnei Yisrael saw, she'ein shum eitzel lehinotzel, that there seems to be no way to be rescued, to be saved, migzeros of shaparo, from Paro's decrees, from the harsh enemy's plans. It's getting worse. This is what the Bnei Israel saw, the Golus. It's not getting better. It seems to be deteriorating every day. They made an agreement, a pact. They resolved, they're going to stick to Hashem. Let's stick with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And they will get up and do chesed with each other. They will bestow kindness toward each other. They will be interested and involved in each other's affairs and needs. No more apathy. No, I care about everybody else. I love everybody. No lashon hara. That's the way that it works. If there's chesed down here, there's chesed up there. So if we do chesed with each other, we get ourselves up and we smile and we move our bodies to shul, to minyan, to learning, to our activities where we help others, then what's going to happen is Hashem's chesed is aroused. Everything is mida connected to mida. It's the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi. Kol midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mida connected to mida. If we're doing chesed with each other, Hashem will do chesed with us. That's what we need. V'yivatel me'aleihem gzeirotav shel Paro. And then Hashem will abolish those decrees of our arch enemies. And in truth, that's how it was, the Chafetz Chaim asserts. This is why we got out of Mitzrayim. This is how we get out of our predicaments and our crises. When we do chesed with each other, then Hashem does chesed with us. It's active, it's alive, it's dynamic, it's creative. It has to be chesed. As the Chafetz Chaim quotes, Ribar Rav Chanan in the Medrash Rabbah and in the Yerushalmi, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem said to Bnei Yisrael, Bonai, my children, Im Re'isem Zechus Avos Zechus Imos Shenis Motetu. What happens if it looks like we're not able to draw on the funds of the merit of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah? It seems like the bank account of their merits, the Zechus Avos, it doesn't seem to be working for us. L'chu V'yidavku B'chesed. Go and cling to Chesed. And get into it. Be very involved. Help each other. Think about each other. And the Chafetz Chaim elaborates. And he tells us this is one major course of action that we have to undertake constantly, all the time, and especially in a case like this. Let's do chesed. And we can be protected, and we can get ourselves extricated from all of the predicaments, the crises, and the terrible sorrows of Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom. That's Ben Adam Machaveiro. But there's so much more we can do. We want to use weapons, don't we? I want to use a weapon. Give me a specific weapon to use. It came to mind, the Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. Remember Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov said to Yosef, Becharbi uvekashti. I also had a sword and a bow. I also have a machine gun. I also have weapons. I have a dagger. What is he talking about? In Parshas Vayechi, Perek Memches, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayomer Yisrael al Yosef. So Yaakov Avinu said to Yosef, he said, Ani nosati l'cho Shechem achad al achecha. There are multiple explanations. We're going to look at this one. What's Shechem echad? I have given to you a Shechem. What is that? That's the Bechora. That, what does that mean? It's a portion. That's what the word means in this case with other meanings. She yitlu banav shnei chalakim. That Yosef, he'll have Ephraim and Manasseh. So I've given you one portion more than the rest of the Shvatim, Asher lakachti miyad ha-Emori, which I took from the hands of the Emori. Slight complication here. We haven't found a war with Yaakov and the Emori necessarily. So Rashi explains, at least according to this pshat, Asher lakachti miyad ha-Emori, I took from the hands of the Emori, miyad Esav. Yaakov was always being pursued by Esav. I took from the hands of Esav. She'asa masa Amori, who acted like the Amorim, like the nations of Canaan. Immoral, barbaric, cruel. So I took from Esav. There's another reason that Esav is called the Amori. He would trap his father, the Imrefi, He would trap his father, he would ensnare. He was very smooth-tongued and tricky. We know that Zayed Befiv, that's how Esav was. He's called Emori because of this trickery, this deceit of how he was able to manipulate the press, so to say, his PR, to get the journalists, so to say, on his side. He was able to trick people, to deceive, to create an impression about how righteous he was. Hayatzad Aviv. He would trap and ensnare his father, Yitzchak Avinu, the Imre thief. See, the word Emori is Imre with the statements of his mouth. Sounds familiar? It's the way that the news is portrayed. Esav was the master of deceit and distortion when it comes to public relations and rhetoric and propaganda. It started with Esav and before him. But Yaakov says, I got this portion, double portion, you know, the Bechorah, and also I was able to give to you to you, Yosef, to Ephraim and Manasseh, a double portion. I took it from the Amori when I got to Bechorah. The Amori, the one who deceived Yitzchak, Be'imrei Thiv, that's Amori. Or he acted like an Amori. Bicharbi uvakashti, with my sword and with my bow. What weapons is he talking about? Zatrashi, he chachmasi usfilasi. My sword is my wisdom, my Torah. My bow and arrow is my tefillah. It's my davening. The Gemara Bava Basra has a slightly different lashon. The Gemara says, the chibacharbo will be kashtolakach. Did you ever find Yaakov really engaged this way in military warfare himself, with his sword, with his bow and arrow? Well, look, Kvanemar, it says, ki lo bikashti eftach, not in my bow will I trust, in Tehillim Perak Mem Daud. The cherev lo soshieni, nor will a sword save me. Now, we know we have all the very unbelievably brave chayalim on the front lines. We have to do the hishtadlus to protect ourselves. Yaakov Avinu particularly himself was not using this type of weapon, literally, the Gemara says. So what does he mean, my sword and my bow, as in bow and arrow? Elacharbi zo tefillah. That means we can pierce the heavens with the sword of tefillah, with davening. Kashti, my bow, zo bakasha. That's requesting from Hashem. That means we are accomplishing something. We don't see immediate results. Sometimes we do. And people say, but look, it's still so bad, Chas v'Shalom. I know, but imagine how it would be if we didn't daven, and we didn't make requests from Hashem, and we didn't do chesed. As Rav Baruch Halevi Efkin explains in the Torah Tamima, he says, cherev has to do with davening. Why is a sword, that weapon, why is that compared to davening? Because it says in Tehillim, Romamos kel bigronam, v'cherev pithios bi'adam. It's referring to tzaddikim, and this double-edged sword is in their hands. It's bigronam, the davening and uplifting and exalting Hashem in their throats. That's like a sword, a very, very sharp, penetrating, lethal sword against the forces of evil is tefillah. Didarshuhu b'midrashim al inyan tefillah, says Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein. It's all about davening. Bakasha, requesting, that's also a name that has to do with tefillah, obviously, because that's making petitions, requests from Hashem. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam, help us. But he says a beautiful pshat here. Look at the pasuk. Bicharbi uvikashti. You see the words? Check it out. Bikashti, with my bow, as in bow and arrow, but change the vowels a little bit. But Derech Drash, the Torah Tamima says, the Gemara is doing this, that the word bikashti is like bakasha si, my request. So I can aim a bow and arrow at my enemy and pierce my enemy and slay him and kill him with bakasha si. It's actually my request, my arrow that I can shoot, and that will pierce the heavens and get through to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the Kisei HaKavod, especially with tears, the Gemara Bava Metzia says. And that's the pshat, that it means bicharbi uvakashti. Yaakov Avinu says in Parshas Vayechi, is bitfilah si uvalakasha si, with my tefillah, with my bakasha. And he observes, why did Chazal say that Yaakov wasn't being literal here? Why are we saying that it's figurative, that it's not actually a sword, and it's not actually a bow? It's because, first of all, the chibek harbo lakach, it wasn't with a sword. When Yaakov went in and got to the Bechorah, for example, he wasn't armed. It was through Rivka. She had her nevuah. It was through her directive. It's through divine intervention and connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's more. Lo matzinu b'chol me'orosav, the toldos yamav shel Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu himself, we have not found in his whole life, in all of what befell him, she'asa milchamos lichbosh haratzos, that he actually engaged in warfare, in combat. That means that if we happen to not be those very unbelievably, incredibly brave soldiers on the front lines, literally, if we're not those people, but we're davening for them, and we're piercing the heavens with a sword and with a bow, bikashti, bakashasi, it's my request that Hashem protects and saves and delivers us. The cloud of a prat. There's only one slight dilemma, and the Mesilas Yesharim brings it up. If you look in Perek Yotes, where he explains the inyan of chasidus, of piety, going beyond the letter of the law, in the chelkei chasidus, he says, what about inadequacy? You might be familiar with this paragraph. but it bears a lot of repetition. It's on page Kuf Lamed Beis in the Eshkol edition of the Mesillas Yesharim. Im Yomar Adam. And if a person will say, which any person might have a tendency to say this, Mi ani, who am I? Uma ani sapun. And of what value am I? Shes palel al galus v'al Yerushalayim? That I should daven about the exile ending? I should daven about the violence ending? And Yerushalayim? That if there should be peace in Yerushalayim? Who am I? I'm a little pipsqueak. What can I do? Is it even going to make a tiny little difference? I'm reading you the Mesillas Yesharim. Would it be that because of my davening, Yechunsu Hagalios, will the exiles be gathered into Eretz Yisrael? V'sitzmacha Yeshua, the salvation will bud, will blossom? Really, let's be honest, the Mesillas Yesharim says. Is it really going to make a difference? Any impression? My davening, little me. Shuvaso b'tzido. The Ramchal says in the Mesillas Yesharim, his answer is right next to him. The reply is ready. Ka'osa shoshoninu, like we learned it, the Mishnah Sanhedrin, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, and in the Gemara Tzaf Lamed Zayin, l'fichach nivra adam yechidi. This is why each person was created alone. Adam Rishon, only one human being was created. Why only one in the beginning? Why? Because that's the template for everyone, for every person. Kedesha kol echad yomar, so that every single person will say, Bishvili nivra ha'olam. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. The whole world was created for me, which that changes everything. It turns the lens. That means, yes, maybe because of my davening, maybe there were billions of tefillos that were said, and one more was needed to change everything. Or maybe my tefila saved one life. Maybe it gets back one hostage, whatever it is. But besides all that, it's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. It is pleasurable, Kav Yocho, in front of Hashem, Sheyihiyu Bonov Mevakshim Umispalim Alzos, that his children should be requesting, remember, Mevakshim, Bekashti, with my bow and arrow, with my most lethal weapons that I can do when I'm sitting here. Bekashti is Bakoshasi, it's my request. Hashem wants us to be davening for this. That's what Hashem wants us to do. He knows better than I know what I can do. There might not be time at this second for everything to be solved. That doesn't mean that I failed. That doesn't mean my tefillah went in vain. No. Maybe lo higia hazman, the Mesillas Yesharim says. It might not be precisely the time yet. Or from whatever reason it might be. That's not my business. My business is, what can I do? We said today, Chesed, Gemilus Chasadim. Remember, Nachisa V'chastacha, Hashem, you led with your loving kindness, which was aroused because of our kindness and our compassion and our involvement with each other's lives. Well, maybe because of my tefillah, that's going to happen also. Hineihem Asu Eshelahem. Whatever the reason is that it doesn't happen instantaneously, human beings want things to be solved in 1 second. It's not that way from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a whole method to everything. But whoever daven that we should have redemption and relief and salvation and deliverance, these people, all of us who have davened, we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, what we need to be doing, besides the fact that it could change everything. That might be the one. It does change everything, but it might actually literally reverse the course of events. Bakarish Baruch Hu Sameach Bazeh. Hashem is Sameach. He has nachas. He rejoices kaviyachol when we do this. So that means I should never feel inadequate. I should never say, what can I do? What will I accomplish? Bishvili nivra ha'olam. The whole world is for me. The whole world is for each person. That means each person can change the whole world. And then I was thinking to myself, but we're angry. We're angry. We want to kill Amalek. Remember we said before, just to go back to the topic of Amalek, remember there are shitas who hold that anybody who wants us wiped off the face of the earth is also called Amalek. It's a very important halachic opinion, even if they don't descend lineage-wise from Amalek. But when people are not sure how they should act, they're besuffic, and they don't realize we have to mobilize ourselves, activate ourselves with chesed. When they're not sure, we've said it many times, that's the word suffic, and suffic is gematria amalek. If I have a suffic, I don't know what to do. Should I be depressed? Should I be happy? That means that if I'm not aligned with an approach, the approach today that we're learning is to be very active, to be very vibrant, to be creative with chesed and davening. I don't want to have a suffic. I want to get back at our enemies. We already learned today, it's with chesed toward each other, it's with davening. But what if I really want revenge? And I'm sitting here, I don't have a gun with me, and I don't have a human being like a Russia, like a terrorist whom I can kill. It came to mind what I saw, and you might have seen it also, or Shlomo Gansfried. We can take revenge, real revenge. But how? I'll read it to you. You might have learned it. If you want to take revenge from your enemy, and we're talking about real adversaries, genuine foes, about whom there's no hope for these people, not like we learned last week, where Bruria told Rev Meir in the Gemara Brachos, why don't you daven that they do tshuva? Sometimes that's possible, sometimes it's not. They're beyond. They're a Russia who needs to be executed. That type of Russia, who is a barbaric Russia, an instigator, a terrorist. You want to take revenge? Here's the drum roll. Im tirtzeh li'nokeh me'o yevecha. How do you do it? Tosif malos tovos. I'm reading you Rav Shlomo Gansfried in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simen Lamed. It's in Sif Ches. The way to take revenge is to add on, to accumulate malos tovos. Be a better and better and better person. V'telich b'darche yesharim. Go in the ways of the straight, the upright, the righteous. Be a tzaddik, be a tzaddikus. That is the greatest revenge. He says it's nekama. How? Because they want us to sink to the lowest level. They want us to be like them. They want us to be depressed. They want us to give up. When you do this, you will automatically take revenge from your enemy. Why? If Klal Yisrael learns Torah, despite their efforts, if Klal Yisrael does chesed, despite their efforts, if we act like a mensch, despite everything they want to do to us, then that gives them the greatest tsar in the world, that we can't be defeated. We will not give up, and we will not relinquish our shmiras mitzvos and Torah. Bi'is abel, then that enemy of yours will mourn. B'shamo shimachato, when he hears about your good reputation, about how good you are, about the Kiddush Hashem you're doing. Every little Kiddush Hashem, we can chip away at the Chilul Hashem that's in the world. By doing Kiddush Hashem, open the door for somebody. It's among Jews, it's among non-Jews. I saw a shir by Rosh Kollel in Eretz Yisrael about littering. If we don't litter, it's not in every community, in every city, really possible. It's not feasible, but in some places, if we pick up litter and we do a Kiddush Hashem. I was picking up litter one time. The mail deliverer looked at me, and she was a black lady. She said, "We appreciate you." That's what she said to me. We appreciate you. It was the Kiddush Hashem we can do. I say to myself, there's a lot of Chilul Hashem going on in the world, Chas V'Shalom. When Bnei Yisrael are not respected, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not respected, then that is a Chilul Hashem. Any little Kiddush Hashem we can do. Another time I was picking up trash, same hobby I have, and a different man came out, also a not-Jewish man. He came out of his house, he said, "Wow," he said, "are you running for mayor? I think that's pretty good what you're doing." This is revenge against our enemies who want us to sink to the lowest levels of behavior. If a person does reprehensible acts, things that are not moral and are not humane, then your enemy will in fact rejoice about your downfall and about your degradation and about your shame, your humiliation. That is how he get revenge from you. So this little trick of how to take revenge against our enemies is to be a better and better and better person, a better mensch. What about familial relationships, spouses, children, parents, siblings? And finally, there's one more thought I had coming into today. We have bookends. We started with Ben Adam HaChavero, with chesed. The more chesed that we commit ourselves to do, and that we really, really adhere to what it says in the Torah when it comes to ben adam lachavero, including smiling at other people, being pleasant to others. We're makayim v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, it says in Sfarim. When we smile at somebody and say good morning, that was the first item we said today. That arouses chesed in shamayim for us. And then we talked about things that have been adam lamokom, like davening, and back to ben adam lachavero. The Chafetz Chaim tells us that when a person says lashon hara, besides the fact that he transgresses mitzvahs in the Torah, it can cause bloodshed, chas v'shalom. Just like what happened with Doeg, when Doeg told Shaul that David HaMelech had stopped in the city of Nob, Yerah Kohanim, and Achimelech ben Achitub, the Kohen Gadol, helped him, etc. The positive side of it. I can prevent bloodshed by being careful with Shmirah Salashon and promoting Shmirah Salashon. Have no tolerance for evil gossip. Why do we need to let it go? I need to work on it. I'm telling myself, I'm much better at not saying Lashon Hara than not hearing Lashon Hara. I can work on being careful not to hear it, to try to direct conversations in the right manner. But the Chofetz Chaim tells us that if Lashon Hara could cause chas v'shalom casualties in Klal Yisrael, so then if we're careful with it, so in our school we learn, we have a curriculum, and we learn through Sfarim about Hilchos Lashon Hara, we have tests on it, and people change their behavior. I will share feedback with you. I was once on a parent-teacher conference, and the father said to me, I want you to understand, you don't realize the effect that it's having. You learn in this class, Hilchos Lashon Hara. You should say, you should know, at the Friday night Suda, someone starts saying Lashon Hara, and my daughter, who's in your class, she stops them now because she learned about Hilchos Lashon Hara. If we can create a ripple effect of an Adam Machavero, leading back to the original concept, the notion of chesed, that arouses Hashem's chesed. The Chofetz Chaim says if a person is careful to not even say something negative about other people, and by the way, it has to be rooted in mitos that we have to work on. Ava, we have to look at the beauty of every human being, especially look at the Jews, look at human beings who are good, Tzelem Elokim. When we have a positive attitude, if we look at the positive parts of every person, it's much, much easier to avoid Lashon Hara. If we're careful to Shmiras HaLashon, I won't even say something negative about somebody. For sure, I won't harm somebody in any other way. It's a Kal V'chomer. It should be the Ratzon Hashem that we hear only Yeshuos and Nechamos, and we should all be protected when we activate, when we implement different Eitzos that we've learned about today, Chesed, and care with Shmiras HaLashon, B'nana Mechavero, and Charbi V'kashti, we know we're going to continue to daven. We know we're going to say Tehillim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should send us Yeshuas Nechamos, protect all of us and give us absolute Yishuv Das and Yeshuas for all of Klal Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining us today.